Yo, what up, street dogs? Eric Kim. All right, so the thought is this: towards a modular future. So the kind of interesting thing that we're experiencing now is the whole like Steve Jobsonian notion of everything getting thinner, slimmer, more compact, more powerful, and so forth. Now, in some ways, this is fantastic, but in some ways, it's also really bad because the future is becoming less modular. Now, what does modular mean, and why is this significant? So these are my thoughts. So first and foremost, modular, like modules, right? Like you kind of have things, like kind of imagine building blocks or Legos or, you know, kind of atoms, molecules. Let's think chemistry, right? Atom is the most simple unit, and then the atoms combine together to make molecules and chemicals and blah blah, and you know, my maths and my sciences and my physics and biology is not so good, but bear with me. So the basic gist is, perhaps what we actually need is perhaps what we need is a kind of a more modular future in which one small thing breaks, you could kind of replace it. So, for example, one of the big downsides of, let's say, owning a Ricoh GR camera is sooner or later it will break and become not really usable. And these parts aren't really swappable, which makes for a really bad like, okay, this is my thought. You know, during COVID, right? Randomly, my laptop started working, like, you know, MacBook Pro, you know, touch bar thingy, right? And the control strip or whatever, it kind of started glitching on me. I'm like, fuck, what if I have to send this in to get repaired? Now, the problem is, like, right now all the Apple stores are closed, or not all of them, but at least the one close to my house is closed, which means, yo, if my MacBook breaks, I'm fucked, right? Can't really fix it. Now, I was thinking about this, too, is like, you know, I'm such a huge fan of Tesla and stuff like that, right? And I think the cars seem very, very reliable and good cars, but the only downside is, yo, if for some reason your car stops working, right, then, like, you can't fix a Tesla by yourself. So you're dependent on Tesla shops still being open to fix your thing, right? And once whatever, it's kind of tricky, because in some ways, you know, in theory, a Tesla chassis should last you like a quadrillion years, but at the same time, if one small thing breaks, you're kind of fucked. Whereas, like, you know, if you have like a Camry or some sort of Toyota Japanese car, to swap the parts in and out is actually pretty easy. And you know, for the most part, I'm not like such a huge fan of gasoline cars, but at least the benefit is, like, one thing breaks, it's easier to fix. And it looks like a lot of people are actually kind of going towards building their own PCs now, and I find this very interesting because if you build your own computers, what that means is, you know, the processor, the RAM, the hard drive kind of breaks or gets old, it's actually really easy to swap in and out the parts, right? Whereas, like, you know, a MacBook Pro or, you know, MacBook Air or something, right? If it breaks, you're kind of fucked. It's like, I mean, you could repair it yourself, but it's just so insanely hard. But that's the trade-off you have to pay for having these slick, thin, lightweight devices. And so then comes a question, like, what is important to you and what kind of future do you want to create? There's a nice Richard Feynman quote, is that if I cannot create it, I do not understand it. And so for my future kid, the first thing I want to do is teach my kid how to build a computer, right? Like, and it's funny because I was lucky, my friend Eric Moon, he was like kind of my sensei in high school. He was really into building custom computers and modding and shit. He actually taught me how to do it. And to me, it was so awesome because it taught me that computers were actually not as complicated as I I had once thought. And actually, even when I got my first computer, I totally took it apart, kind of fucked with it. Actually, man, this is my only regret, actually, is when I was a kid, I was actually fucking with Visual Basic 3.0, and I was building, you know, early day programs and stuff like that, but my computer crashed and I lost all my data, and I never really went back to it. But anyways, I ain't too salty too, because, you know, it got me into making websites and blogs and stuff like that, so I was like, actually, I was one of the original bloggers when I was a kid, so to me, it was kind of a good opportunity, because it gave me the opportunity to start my blogging journey and stuff like that. So, so, in some ways, like, the technical thing is actually kind of what differentiates ourselves, right? Like, you know, I think it's a huge, it's a very smart idea that, like, you know, if I was the education director or whatever, right? What I would do is, I would like make computer science like a mandatory class for everyone. Two things: mandatory computer science, and second thing, mandatory physical education. Because like right now we're just getting a society of these very like feeble, weak, nerdy computer sciencey kids. Yo, if you could do computer science and you could deadlift, that's a good combination. But anyways, so what I mean to say is, yo, what up, man? So what I mean to say is, we need to kind of work towards a more robust society where we can actually do things and we could actually kind of build things ourselves. And that's actually the biggest downside of Apple, Tesla stuff. Like, your dream is to buy this shit. It's not to like build it from scratch. So even now, like, yo, I always had a dream. You know, it's so funny too, because like when I was a kid, my dream car, my favorite car, was actually the B13 1991 Sentra SER with the SR20 engine. You know, 5-speed legendary car. And my dream was always to just get one and just turbo it, right? But now, like, it's more like, oh, you know, should I get a, you know, buy a Tesla, or should I buy a Lambo? So like now the thought is, you don't build things, just buy it. Now the downside to that is that it, like, no longer do we have this hacker tinkering ethos. And I think the French call it bricolage, which I think is actually kind of a good notion too. So with bricolage, you're just kind of tinkering and fidgeting with it, and you're kind of fucking with it, and then you could just kind of build it yourself rather than, you know, just kind of buying it yourself, right? So So essentially the downside of society is we becoming more and more consumer slaves to shit. And even nowadays, like, I'm a big fan of Kanye, right? But like the goal is to buy a pair of Yeezys. It's not like you could just get a blank slate Nike Dunk or a Air Force One and paint it yourself. The ethos and the culture is to just buy shit, not to design and create stuff. So some simple thoughts. Try to start with blank slate or the foundation and kind of build it, right? So now I ain't finna buy no Lambo even if I had $250,000,000. My goal is maybe buy some sort of frame or shell and then build up the bad boy myself. And then also the upside is just got more pride in whatever you create. Like, you know, people need to have more, you don't have pride that you just bought it. You have pride that you built it. I think it's a kind of a different mentality. So, yeah, towards a more building society, not a buying society.